Let's see. Do you guys want to talk about Neurine? I would like to hear more about how you guys decided to collaborate with Vowel Sounds, because I thought that was super cool.
So
we just talked about who we hate the most. And
there you go. Yeah. I sent, even just after the first round, after message received, I sent a message to Frankie Bigface suggesting that if Frank and Agony Sauce ended up in the end game, that maybe we would collaborate with one another. So it was early on that the concept came together with that. And Frank was like, well, I'm not going to help you win. But it was still like, you know, it's like, yeah, we'll see if we get to that point, because I wasn't assuming that we were going to end up in the top two anyway, especially when we decided to start doing the cumulative challenge part, because that was always something that could either work for us or could easily work against us. And we knew that going into it, but it was just like, hey, this will be a fun little challenge. Let's try it. So when it turned out that we were in the top two, I ended up sending a message to Owl about it, and Owl proceeds to send me two screenshots where she and Vom had been discussing the exact same thing.
Wow.
And so it's this hilarious thought of, okay, well, awesome. It'll be like we're going across the finish line holding hands. Like we both win and we both lose. And so that's how that part of it came together. And then we started a messenger chat. And I had a really busy week, and I really wasn't sure what I was going to be able to even get to, but it worked out where I had the party that we were having that week and having people come over. So I thought, let's utilize these people, some of them that are musically inclined, most of them which are not.
Let's stop trying to pretend you're an actual human and have birthdays.
You know, yes. It, just like my friend Alex Glowworld, who I met through the 61, my friend Jason locally will tell me about my imaginary friend Alex, who does not exist, even though he totally does. We're both June 14th kids on top of it, so... Yeah, I am a figment of your imagination, Mo. I'm sorry that it took this long to tell you that. Mo and I have
always known.
Yeah, I figured that you would be on to me eventually with that. Mo and I have conversed back and forth since probably about 2004, but have never been in the same room together. Not yet, anyway. So there is that for history as well. I am rambling. But yeah, the party thought that I'd have people come downstairs into the basement and record vocals. So we did. And that's where you're going to hear us on the Vowel Sound song, is the birthday barbecue choir. And then our dogs, of course, ended up on there because of the lyrical content. They wondered if we could get some dogs barking. So we got two of my dogs decided to bark a bunch. And then the neighbor's dog was the lower timbre dog as well.
Dog choir.
It was the dog choir. We had human choir and dog choir.
Originally, we were talking at one point about Tom and I trying to do a Cutting Heads guitar solo duel, but that obviously didn't happen.
Sadly, we were talking about like the movie Crossroads, where it's Ralph Macchio versus Steve Vai, where this would be like one of those sort of things. Yeah. Unfortunately, no, that did not come together.
Yeah, we did something like that with Micah, with me on guitar solo and Micah on accordion solo for a song that we did a long time ago for old friends. And it's kind of magical how we started kind of echoing some of each other's stuff, doing stuff completely independently.
Oh, so wow.
If you can, yeah, if an opportunity like that happens in the future, just roll with it. Just go for it. I would highly recommend that. Yeah.
Absolutely.